And one of the problems that healthcare.gov has had specifically affects insurance companies. They say they're seeing a lot of errors in a particular form that they need to complete enrollment. The problems have so far been manageable, but what will happen if enrollment surges in the coming weeks before the December 23rd deadline? NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It's safe to say that the vast majority of consumers have never heard of an 834 EDI transmission form, but it plays a crucial role in the process of signing up for health insurance. It's a kind of digital resume that tells an insurance company's computer everything it needs to know about an applicant. Bob Leszewski is a health policy consultant.
It contains all of the person's enrollment information, all the information that the insurance company needs to get this person entered as a policyholder.
The 834 has been around for a long time, and the architects of the Affordable Care Act intended for it to play a central role in the sign-up process. Tim Jost is a professor of law at Washington and Lee University.
The 834 information is information the insurers have to have to get people enrolled in coverage, which of course is the point of going through the marketplace.
But health insurance companies say the 834s they're receiving from applicants on the insurance exchanges have sometimes been riddled with errors. Again, Bob Leszewski.
Duplicate enrollments, people enrolling and unenrolling, inaccurate data about who's a child and who's a spouse, files just not being readable.
Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of West Virginia has been steadily processing new customers ever since the launch of Obamacare this fall. But the company's president, Fred Early, says the mistakes are making the job harder.
I mean, we've had some situations where the records don't track or we've seen duplicates. We've had situations where we'll get a record of somebody canceling coverage when we've never had them a record to come across so they enrolled in the first place.
Early says his firm has been dealing with the problem by calling up state and federal officials and correcting the mistakes. Just why so many errors are coming in is unclear. The Obama administration has been slowly making fixes, and officials say they've made progress. But insurance industry consultant Bob Leszewski says it's not clear they're going fast enough.
The error rates have been falling. Healthcare.gov has been making progress, but we're not to the point yet where people can really trust that high volume enrollment can occur and we won't have serious customer service problems.
Leszewski says the test could come over the next few weeks. People who want coverage to begin on January 1st have until just before Christmas to sign up, and there's likely to be a surge of new applicants in the weeks to come.
What happens if we start getting hundreds of thousands or millions of people signing up before the December 23rd deadline and the insurance companies receiving hundreds or thousands of these a day? That's what everybody's worried about.
For health insurance companies, the worst-case scenario is that they'll be overwhelmed by errors and won't be able to fix them. And come January, all those new customers for health insurance will discover they're not getting what they signed up and paid for. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.